Amazing. All right. Good evening, all my cartoon addicts out there. And
Glad
let's
to
get
get you
ready
back
to
up.
dive into another thrilling episode
What's up?
of
What's up?
the Cartoon Rewind
What's up?
podcast. But
What's up?
today's episode is not just your ordinary podcast. We're doing a special edition one. It is a toy edition, which I am a huge fan of. And of course, who am I? I am Frank.
Who are you?
And joining me, as always, are my partners in crime, the Woody and the Buzz Lightyear
oh,
of
yeah.
the show. You know, we're talking about Rolly and the encyclopedia of all cartoons and toys. We're talking about Gemini himself. Now, before Rolando tells us which toy we're going to talk about today, remember to smash that subscribe button, okay? Drop us a comment, share our videos, and throw us a like our way. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, anywhere where you can find your podcast, we will be there. And of course, for some really cool and amazing cartoon clips, you got to check us out on Instagram and TikTok. And Rolly, what are we doing today, buddy?
Well, at this point, I think how many toy editions have we done? Is it still considered a special? Do we still call it a special?
No.
I still want to call it special because we're all about the cartoons.
Okay. So today's special episode.
We'll call it the toy edition. How's that?
It is a special, our special toy edition episode.
Yes.
We're going to go to infinity and beyond. and we're going to review Thundercats Wave 1 that came out in 1985.
Wow.
Yes. Done by LJN. Yes, LJN Toys. I'm a little dyslexic, okay? Stop picking on the handicap.
We got you, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm not picking on anybody.
Thank you. Sometimes I threw the soundtrack. I should have done the soundtrack, in fact, for Thundercats.
Yeah. Go for it.
Because, I gave you the opening.
Because that theme song slaps. So let me see if I can find it. And then I will edit it. And then I skipped it by accident because I'm an idiot. And I don't
I
know
gave
I'm
you
doing.
The link.
Oh, then I must have it.
See,
I must have
see
it.
If you weren't too busy freaking playing on your phone.
Can I just do it?
Freaking recording.
No, you cannot do it. I have it.
No, you don't.
I have it. Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
What? You? I have it. Guys, gosh. Just gotta give me a second to find it.
Again.
It was the first link. It's the first link that Frank shared.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Oh. You see a hole?
He is not a hoe. Don't be calling Chitara a hoe.
That's good.
She's my kind of hoe.
She likes Lionel. And she likes... What's his name? Tiger, there you go, that's the name.
Oh, Tiger. Only has five minutes of battery left.
You got 5 minutes of battery left.
Just 5 minutes.
Opera?
Like vehicle Voltron.
I have in Spanish, Dwayne, if you need it.
You can play it. We have a Spanish audience.
So. Let's talk about Thundercats. As mentioned, came out in 1985. Great intro. It is. What is? Who wants to tell us real quick? High overview. I feel like I'm training. I'm doing like a training session. High overview of what Thundercats were. It's basically Silverhawks, but with fur.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, some. Did the planet get destroyed? I forget what
yes,
the story
it did.
Is for that. Planet got destroyed, and they send their only son, their king, out. They send their only king out to survive, guarded by a bunch of people. How come no one else age and only Lionel?
Because the pod that he was in malfunctioned, and he aged from, what, 9 to like 17, maybe, body wise, but his mind is like a 9-year-old.
Ah, that explains a lot from the old cartoon. Okay. I forgot about that.
All right. So the original at the premiere of the toy line of the cartoon. So the premiere of the toy line, they contain 8 figures in total. 4 good guys, 4 bad guys. These 8 characters would become the core of every Thundercats story told. Did anybody here have? I did not, growing up, have any Thundercat toys.
I didn't either.
I did not either.
I wish I did, though.
So did I. I wanted Lionel.
I wanted, and I needed Panther. And I thought Mumra looked good as when he was mad. Is that? I don't know if he has a different name.
No,
Mumra's run. Well, because Munstar, doesn't Munstar have a different name than Silverhawks?
Nope.
Like an alter ego? Okay.
Nope.
Well, we'll find out. All right. So, let's take a look here. Now, luckily, Chitara, there was a 2-pack that mm-hmm. came out. You have Chitara, which comes with her. It's she's dressed, luckily, for this. So, these all had those little hand battle action matic. They call it battle matic action, where the arm would move.
Ah, okay.
Unless you're Wile E. Coyote. And you ain't moving because she's just a
Stand.
PCV figure, yeah.
It's just like that. That's it.
Just like that. So, but she's not that important anyway. But Chitara came. What she came with? She just came with her staff.
Yes.
And there were
2 different versions. One without
Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote, and one with.
And obviously the most expensive one is the one that's carded with Wile E. Coyote. It's about an extra $200 value if you mm-hmm. have the Wile E. Coyote one.
You said Wile E. Coyote or Wile E. Kit?
I said Wile E. Coyote. And it's Wile E. Coyote. Yes, my apologies.
Is it Wile E. Coyote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wile E. Coyote is a boy, Wile E. Coyote is a girl.
Yeah, the cat. Yeah, the boys with Tyra.
And if you put them together, you get a Kit Kat. So all right, so these are there. I like how she's permanently posed like that, holding her staff sideways. That's not changing.
No,
her hands don't rotate.
It's like this.
Buddy. That, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's either it's like playing a little game of slapping your hand. So she has that. Did the legs move, guys? Do we know?
It doesn't look.
They don't look like they do. They go up and down, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Limited, this has like really poor articulation.
Limited
like the original Joe's.
Yeah. All right. Next one we have Dwayne. You want to say this name for me? Jackalman?
You got it.
Jackalman. Right. Jackalman and Lionel. So Jackalman, which is, what is he? He's an evil mutant. That's what they have here. Uh huh.
Half.
Jackal? Half man?
Yeah. He was a henchman.
I mean, I'm going on a limb here.
Guessing, really?
I'm going on a limb here. I'm not sure. It could have been that.
No, you go right, because he was a henchman for Mumra.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Mumra's henchman that would wreak havoc on the Thundercats team. He features a special battle acmatic action also. A lever. He has a lever in the back to move his right arm up and down. There's no variations. It's just him. He's got a little shoulder strap and a club. He was just club you to death.
That's it.
Yeah, it's there. Then we have the hero, Lionel. Now, this Lionel here, he's a little very pricey.
Yep.
Sword of Ormond, the claw shield, power ring, and a battery. So, 85. So this is the one, that, the little, what's the battery? The battery was the one that lights up the eyes?
Yeah, if you put it like you either in the back, yeah, you put it in the back and the eyes light up.
Ah, that's what that's for. I thought it was a cigarette lighter. It wasn't your car.
It It looked like it looked not cigarette lighter. It looked like the little thing you know, the plug to power your phone. But I guess I didn't have those in 85.
No, they definitely did not, buddy. Oh,
So
damn, man, he's $1,000.
he's
Okay.
a card age between 800 to 1,000. I think that's ultra rare. There was a variant in 1986 that came with a Snarf, which is
Eight
look
Snarf.
at that. yes, which is everybody's favorite. It's everybody's favorite. And then next figure we have is Monkeyin.
Yep.
Damn, whoa, I'm betting 1,000 with these names.
Bro, you're nailing
Pound
it,
it
buddy.
out. Pound
Yes.
it out.
Did a little syllable. All right, so I'm guessing this is half monkey, half man.
There you go, man. There you go.
And he comes with his helmet and a mace. Obviously, not very expensive here, between 250 to 350. Another, he's an evil guy. He's another one of Mamura's henchmen. Articulation for the time is pretty good. I have no problems with it. Then you have Mun-Ra. Also, like Lionel with the light up eyes.
No, and Mama Ra.
Damn, I knew eventually I'd fuck up. I spoke too soon.
Mamra.
Mama. Like mummy?
Yeah.
Mamra. Yeah, there you go.
Mum-Ra. All right. So
Oh, and he comes with a battery too, Rolly.
So light up his eyes. Yes. A little light. So I wonder how the back of the head looks like. I got it'd be nice to see that. And he comes with two swords. He comes with a dagger. He comes with a sword, a dagger. He has his headdress with the snakes, and he has a power ring and a battery.
The back of the head is like that, the
The red,
thing you plug in it, it's in the back. It's on the back, and then it lights up.
but does he have a hole in the back? Does he have a hole in the back of his head?
No, because
No,
the
it's
head
on
is
his back.
full, but the pin to the connector, I guess, that connects the light is on his back.
Okay. Got it. I'm gonna have to Google while we do this. I'm gonna have to Google the back of Mumra. Let me see. He's by the way, Mumra kind of worked out pretty good. Cardit,
Of course he
he
did.
is his value is between 600 and 750, not as much as Lino.
I disagree with that because there was what 1986. That's over what 40 years.
Yeah.
It should be a little bit more than that.
There is a variant in 86 which comes with a Ravage PVC figure. We need to look up who va like the Transformer. I'm not sure who Ravage was in a cartoon. It would make sense for him to come with Mum Dog.
That would.
Yes.
Oh,
All
and
right.
Rolly, I found the picture of the back of Mumra and Lionel.
Oh, okay. You want to
Just to
share
let
it?
you know, buddy.
You want to share it now? For you want to share it? You want would you like to share that with the class?
I can share that with you guys later, or I
Okay,
can do it now if you give me options.
now I gave you options and you option out too late. You're gonna go later. All right. The next one I'm going, which was really my favorite character, Panthor.
And throw.
Oh, man.
Well, Rolly, you're screwing this thing up, man.
Wait until I get to the next one. Well, next one. I was very nervous on the next one. That's probably why I messed up.
Sly is the next one.
So Pant Row. All right, nunchucks. He comes with nunchucks. That's all you get.
Yes, that's it.
You get nunchuck.
That's it.
Only there's nothing. There's no variants here. You got the nunchucks value carded between 400 and 500. Like I said, this is the one I always wanted. Obviously Lionel was the other one, but this one was super cool because in the cartoon I thought he was the best. The next one, who I thought was the leader of the mutants, and how you pronounce his name, Torjuri?
Slide.
You have to say all those S's. You gotta say it like that.
Yeah, yes, it likes slide.
Okay, and he just comes with a battle axe. That's all he gets. Nothing else. He's pretty cool looking though. And
Not
they
bad.
offered
Well,
it.
he looks better than freaking the monkey and the jackal.
I'm okay with the way they looked. For me, the worst one looking one so far is Chitara. They didn't do her enough justice. They didn't do it very justice. Slide. Is carded between 200 and 275. They have then you have Tigra, the young version. I didn't know they came up with, they had different versions of Tigra. They have him with, and then you have the alternate version with the Wile E. Cat figure. Obviously, the Wile E. Cat's about two adds an extra $200 value. The only thing he comes is his Bolo Whip.
Yes, that was his weapon.
That was his weapon. And he also, and you could also, his other weapon was you can make him disappear.
Invisible.
Yes.
You just hide him, put him away, disappeared.
You
It's, you had to use your imagination growing up. That's how times
That's
are.
it.
All right. That is it for the figures. There is no exclusives for Wave 1. There were some accessories that came out, which was a light up Eye of Tundera.
I would love to own that when I was
Sorry, it
younger.
was a Sword of Omens with the light up Eye of
Lit
Tundera.
up. Yeah.
It lit up. And I would, yes, I've always wanted to get one of these. Even the, you go conventions and they show, you know, they have the remakes, the, if they sell one with the lights up, I would have probably bought it. So,
They did a reboot.
this is very rare. You're looking about 800, 650 to 850 boxed. I don't know who would keep this box though.
No,
Yeah.
as a kid,
Yes.
you know that
Like
shit would have
what?
been opened up.
Who would have but gotten it and like I'll open up later.
No,
Of
not
course
me.
not.
You know, they don't back then kids don't do what we do, buy one to open, one to save. If I had two, it'd be like, okay, I got two swords now. Come at me, bro, I got two swords. I would have probably
I'm the Leonardo of the
Yes,
line.
or my dumb ass would try to cut it and glue it so it's a short sword. So yeah, now there's a Wave 1 also came up with creatures. There were some creatures which I did not know of. It's a Astro Mort Molt Cre Monster, whatever that is.
I've
This
never
could,
seen that before.
yeah, and you could tell it must be very rare because of the price.
Oh my God, look at that, 1200.
1200, even loose 450. That's and it comes with opposable wings, arms, and feet. So it's a weird looking monster, but it's the guardian of the mystical prison.
I don't even remember seeing it on the show.
No, do I. But it was apparently when he went to the astral plane. Maybe it was supposed to be part of the story, and they said no. We got no play sets, and now we have some vehicles.
Vehicles.
Now we're starting off with two of the bad guys. So we have the Mutant Nose Diver. So it comes with spinning rock crusher nose and adjustable body shield. And that box goes from 285 to 385. Only released in 85. There's no variants. And all you get is stickers and instructions. Which I don't remember this in a cartoon.
Which one?
The Nose Diver?
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The Sky Cutter, I do remember in the
That I
cartoon.
do remember, yes.
Yes. It comes with two wings, stickers, and instructions that every parent hated, the stickers. Valued at 300 or 400. No variants, only came out 85. And then the best one right here,
Yes.
The Thunder Tank.
Thunder Tank. I mean,
Still looking for that one. That will complete my Thunder Tank collection.
because you have the 2010, because I remember it. And obviously, we all know you have the
The
$700.
$700 one.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do we have to remember the price, which is actually not correct, that I did not pay $700.
$700
I did not
paperweight
pay
because it
$700.
doesn't make noise, it doesn't light up.
Now you still spent $700
I did
on it
not
and it
spend
doesn't light up.
$700, no, and it doesn't light up yet.
Are you gonna put lights in there or something?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what? All right, so what does it come with? It comes with threads, guns, cannons, and instructions.
And only
So it has a lot more. It already has a lot more than what Dwayne $600
and it only
Super 7
and it only fits two figures.
Only fits two figures, yeah, barely.
That's it.
Mine fits
one in the front and one in the back.
Mine fits six.
Six. And it comes with doesn't it come with like gold or something like a
yes.
cargo?
Thundrillium.
Thank you. Yes. And how about the paws? The paws, they move, do they shoot?
Yes.
Okay. It does. It's a pretty damn good tank. If I was considering getting, which I am considering getting Lionel, but I would get it. Like right now, I know you paid $600 and I've seen it for $100. So I told you, I'll buy it from you for $100.
If you see that for $100, get me one too. I need a second one.
And guys, that is all for the Thundercats Wave 1.
Oh, Wave 1, yeah. It was a small wave, buddy.
Yes, I can barely see him waving at me. That's how small that wave is. That's a bad joke, but I tried my best there.
Yes, you did.
Hey, okay. Let me show you how the back looks like.
Yes, sure. Please.
Here we go.
See? The back look is the same. You just plug the...
You plug it in there. I see.
Right there, buddy.
Like they come with their own butt plugs.
And the lever is to move the hands up and down.
The hands. Got it. So it was really like a battery. It yeah. actually gave yeah,
yeah. it... A booster. Just boost them in the back and then I slide up.
Nice. You have the Super 7 one, right?
Yes.
Do they have light eyes, like clear plastic to light up or something?
Not that one. No. The only one that lit up was the one in 2011. I don't have that one. I'm still looking for that one.
Okay. You know what? But that's a pretty good... I mean, it's not good as gimmick as all the He-Man toys, but it's interesting.
Hey, question. Did the glove come off of Lionel?
Yes.
Yes. It came with a shield. Yeah.
Okay, so it was removable.
Yes. He couldn't wear it. He couldn't wear it on the side, but he could slide it on.
Okay, so apparently when they did this, they forgot to paint his hand.
No, in the cartoon he didn't have. In the cartoon he had pale.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, and it's both hands. Look at it.
There, oh, that's right. Hands. It is both hands. Look. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Wait, yeah, but there it is, really. There's the back. All right.
You know what I thought it was? Like a clear lens? Mm-mm. I thought it was like a clear lens in the back of the head that you put a little light in the back and his eyes light up. Like they do, you know how they do that to some Transformers?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I thought it was.
So. Yeah, well, there you go.
All right. Now, we do have some interesting commercials.
Yes.
Show that Frank the Tank Mystic went into, like, he spent hours combing the internet. This is Thundercats Mum Ra and Lion O. I got to say it right, because
if not, the grammar master will get you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's what you say now when we mispronounce something.
Half human, half
see his
animal.
Hands, Rick?
Yes.
There's a little pause. But look at his eyes light up now.
Want the sword of Gungera.
With this secret power ring, battery not included, make Lionel's eyes light up.
I'm ready.
With Battlematic action, you can make them fight with their swords.
The sword is mine, Lionel. That's what you think, Mumra. Take that.
Thundercats, Mumra and Lionel with light up eyes. Each sold separately. New from
OJN. You sound just swinging away each other?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Here's another one.
Thunder. Introducing the evil mutant warriors, Ratero, Vulture Man, Groom the Destroyer. Battle against Lion-O and the new Thundercat allies, Hatchiman, Snowman, Tusca Warrior. The battle is on for the Sword of Omen.
Thunder, 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 Thundercat.
Figures and vehicles each sold separately from LJN.
No, this is Thundercats racing set.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna show them.
You are Lion-O, Lord of the Thundercats. Your enemy is Slide, master of the mutants. You're in a desperate race.
Let me fix the tracking on the VCR.
Your cosmic weapon, the Thunder Tank. Is it a match for the nosediver? You clash along the highway of death traps, smashing through the curtain of spikes.
I didn't know they had a racing track.
Everybody had a racing driver.
Rocket up the ramp into the temple, and the Eye of Thundera is yours. Thundercat, race to the Eye of Thundera electric racing. New from Tyco, of course.
All right, that's that. First of all, that's pretty damn cool, though.
Mm-hmm. I figured you two would like it.
Yeah. So let's talk about that sword you were talking about.
Yeah, so that's a newer commercial.
Yeah. This is probably for 2001.
11.
Something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah.
If you are worthy, the Sword of Omens will reveal its power to you with the Eye of Thundera.
Give me sight beyond sight.
An extension of sounds. Thundera needs a savior now.
Thundercats!
The Thundercats Deluxe.
Dwayne, you don't have that one?
No.
Damn. I know you went. I thought you were buying all those when the series was ending. All those deals were coming.
Couldn't find them.
Hmm.
Okay, before you move on, I want to show you the one from 2011. That where is it? That lit up. This guy right here. Lit up.
What was that?
That's the golden suit Lion-O. And its eyes lit up.
Oh, that's from the 2011.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the only one that lit up in the new version.
And who made this?
The same ones from what's his name? Where's the package? I saw the package just a while ago. There you go. The package.
Come on, show me the package. Show me the package. Show me. You're taking
Bandai. The Bandai made it.
Bandai. Okay. Looks good though.
Yeah, no, the Bandai toys weren't terrible. The figures were okay, good detail on them. Mm-hmm. So I thought they were good. And the Thunder Tank was great, the 2011 or 2010, whichever year that 2011.
Yep.
Came out. It got better, though, since we're comparing. So Super 7, their Ultimate lines, big improvement here. When it comes to toys. Well, look at that Thunder Tank. Woo-wee! So, and then you have multiple figures to choose from. And that Vulture Man was a good one, too.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the Mirror Lion-O. I guess he's not evil because he doesn't have a goatee.
Of course.
But here's the toy recolor that looks like the toy. This is the Hook Mountain. He's in ice. This one just recently came out. Look at
that's already sold out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. No, they all sold out. I think there's anything. I think there's barely any out. But the Mumra here sold out. The Wave 2. You have Dwayne. You have Panthro.
I think I have one of those. I have the three colors of the Lion-O. I have Tigra. And yeah, that's it. I don't have the Mummy. Oh yeah, and I have
Jaga. Yeah, they're sold out from everything. They're all sold out. They're also the Groon, the Destroyer. Now see, this is how, that's how Chitara should look like.
Agreed.
So big improvement. If If you weren't able to collect the original. Oh, what happened there, right? What? Sorry. So, good accessory. So, if you can't, that is a good. I've been considering getting a Lionel, but I'm focusing right now on my Thundercats, which is a different conversation from podcast we did a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
But that's pretty much it, Frank. That's all I got.
Yeah,
that's all we too. Got. Very small, a small toy line. Obviously, there's a Wave 2, as we saw in one of the commercials, with some new figures. But the core 8, the main characters, they're all there. It looked like a fun little toy line. I wanted it as a child. So, you got anything else for us?
I got nothing else. That's it, buddy. Yeah, that's it, man. Let's get out of here. All right, so guess what, everyone? That wraps up our show for today. And from all of us at Cartoon Rewind, I want to send out a huge thank you for tuning in. Remember to show us some love with a like. Hit that subscribe button and stay connected on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or you know what? Wherever you watch your podcasts. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram and TikTok for even more cartoon clips. And until next time, stay tuned, my fellow cartoon addicts.